Welcome to Walking Florida, a quiet podcast recorded in nature. Today's walk is Falling Creek Falls in Lake City, Columbia County. It's a very special walk today because I have a very special guest with me, my sister Joni. Together, we will take you on this journey. The park is a Columbia County park, so it's a county park, not a state park.
Thanks for inviting me on your walk. I do feel special. I feel like I'm an honored guest. And I just want to say, while I was waiting for you, I saw some nature things like ladybugs landing on skin, love bugs. And I know those don't pick up with the sound, but you can imagine them, kind of set the scene. And it's what we tend to call fall here in Florida. And I saw flowers and leaves falling from the tree, silent, but you can picture it. Let's find out more about the Falling Creek.
The park begins, there's a dirt, grassy parking lot, and it's right off of a two-lane road. So at the beginning of the walk, you may hear some car traffic. There's a playground for the kiddies and a picnic area with a covered gazebo. There's some rustic style bathrooms. And then there is an old wooden shed with a metal roof. I'm not sure what it is. We're looking at it, so we're gonna go figure this out and we'll let you know. We are on the Suwannee River for this walk.
Or at least the creek runs to the Suwannee River. Okay.
All right, let's go.
Small dirt parking lot, but there's some beautiful oak trees with a bunch of hanging moss. Very shady, even this time of day.
They have a sign, no dogs allowed on this walk. The history of Falling Creek. Falling Creek is a tributary of the Suwannee River. It started as a cooperative venture between Suwannee River Water Management and the Columbia County Board of County Commissioners. So as I said, this is a county park, not a state park. And they acquired land through the Preservation 2000 Land Acquisition Program that protects major water resources in the Suwannee Valley region. It originates north of Lake City and flows for several miles through the falls area and then goes underground approximately 1/4 mile below the falls. It comes back up to the surface and flows into the Suwannee north of White Springs. The creek is an intermittent stream that is fed primarily by rains and groundwater when the water table is high.
Settlers moved into the Falling Creek area in the early 1850s, arriving by wagon train from South Carolina. They quickly built a mercantile store, which also served as the post office. Columbia County at that time had a population of about 5,000 people. By the 1890s, the naval stores and their industry brought more growth to the area. There's a turpentine distillery, more general stores, a cotton gin, a grist mill. The building we were looking at earlier, we now see is being told to us as a general store. It was moved to its location here from a nearby area called Winfield. Farther on the walk, we'll see the Falling Creek Church. This was established in 1855, and it's on the National Historic Register. It was originally purchased in 1855 for 50 cents an acre. It was a log church and served the community until 1885, when the present church building was constructed.
Awesome. Oh, it does say the church is still in use today and is open to the public every day. I'm going to get a close-up picture of this for you. Next, we've come across a placard that says DeSoto Trail, 1539 to 1540. Where we are standing right now is part of the historic route of the conquistador Hernando de Soto. And he had an expedition through Florida. This was in his quest for territories of gold and glory. So the map shows his expedition as he came up through the Gulf of Mexico. He went through what is now Tampa, Lakeland, Orlando, up through Brooksville, Inverness, Gainesville, Lake City, where we are now, and then up through Tallahassee.
It's a beautiful collection of azalea bushes at the base of this sprawling oak tree. Of course, they're not blooming right now, but imagine seeing that when it is the season. Of course, you see those right outside your front window.
The trail starts on a concrete paved footpath.
There's a warning sign. I figured it would be alligators. It doesn't say that explicitly, just certain natural conditions, plants or animals encountered on this property could be dangerous. It's your responsibility to exercise caution and care in threatening situations or areas.
And now we're leaving the concrete footpath and we are starting on the wood boardwalk. It's a raised boardwalk with rails through the trees, and we've got some company coming. Hello.
I wonder if that's the creek or just standing there. Does it seem to be flowing? I see cypress knees. I love those. Very common in this part of the state.
I'll get a picture here. Instead of just posting a picture of like an object or a tree or a thing, I always show that the path is taking you somewhere on a journey. I can hear the falls in the distance, can you?
I'm wondering about this blue color on the wood, if it's some sort of mold or just chalk or paint.
So we've come to a fork on the boardwalk, and to the left, there's a sign that says Falls with an arrow to the left, and then the fork to the right doesn't have any designation, but we'll head to the left to the falls first.
Sure.
Hello.
So it seems people swim here. Those two are soaking wet.
Although the sign says no swimming. Magnolia trees, saw palmettos, oak trees. Look at all the fungi growing on that tree. It's like a mushroom tree or something.
It is. And I'm kind of fascinated by the magnolia trees. They have such varying heights. Some of them just come a little above the railing and some tower over our heads.
The magnolias have furry, velvety bottoms of the leaves.
A lot of competition for sunlight in here because it's very shady.
This park is really well taken care of. There's no trash or litter around. It's just all nature, scenery, very well taken care of. I love to see people taking care of our natural resources.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are about to walk parallel to the Suwannee River. The water is moving fairly fast.
Nice. There's a little area here to just stand and contemplate the water. I think I'll do that.
A little overlook where we can stop and just enjoy the water.
This is the end of the boardwalk, so I'm wondering if in order to see the falls, we have to turn back and look over our shoulder.
Well, it said the falls was this way, but I don't see any falls.
Neither. The water was moving so much faster up there, I wonder if it is the other direction. Let's check it out. We're hearing the sounds of some North Florida wildlife in the water. There are a couple of places along there where the reflection from the water was hitting the trees pretty high up, and it looked almost like disco ball. Like shimmering lights. Pretty cool.
Well, we're walking away from the water now, so I feel like we didn't see the waterfall.
I think we might. I think it might be that way. I feel like I can hear it in the other direction.
Hello. And we have returned to the fork, and now we're going to take the right fork.
I think the right fork might also mean the correct fork, because the sound of running water is getting louder.
And the boardwalk ends at the river, and we are now on a dirt footpath. That is part of the waterfall, I would guess.
That water is falling a bit. I believe it said a 10-foot waterfall.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not sheer, but just the span of it. Let's see if we can find it. What's that sound of running water?
This looks like tree mail.
It does.
There's a tree that's leaning out, and it has a big, almost looks like mailbox hole in it. I'll take a picture for you. We're on the dirt footpath now. It's actually a little gravelly. I think they put some gravel down to help keep it from being washed out. I need to find my fairy forest.
You're still looking?
Yes. It could have been the tree mill back there. But on every walk, I find a fairy forest somewhere.
This looks fairy-ish to me.
It does.
These look like wild grapes.
That almost looks like wild grapevines.
Mm-hmm.
This looks like wild grapevines. Because look at the tendrils. Look at the tendrils.
Mm-hmm. I love that you have grapes growing in your backyard.
Yeah.
So it's a nice trail. Now we're turning away from the water. You can probably barely hear the water anymore. A bug or not, a mosquito on your forehead. I guess we're supposed to stay on the trail. And that was very tempting to head off in that direction.
That little side path would have been Chigger City. When you walk through those high grassy bushes that rub against your legs and they jump off onto you.
No, thank you.
We're about to exit the trail. We're heading up through the gravel footpath onto a sandy dirt footpath, and then soon we'll be in a grassy field next to the playground for the kiddos.
My goodness, the parking lot filled up, including some bikers.
So this trail does a loop, and I think from the information I read, it's about a half mile walk. You can hear my water container a little bit more today. Usually I just have water in there. Today I have water and ice. So you can hear the ice kind of jingling around.
I love your Walking Florida logo on it. It's really cool. Where can I get one of those?
This is a gift from my niece. Yeah.
Okay, so just walk a bit.
You want to walk over to the cemetery?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yeah, me too. But when I do these, I try to just slow my pace a little bit and give myself time to stop and look at my surroundings.
Yeah.
This concludes our walk today at Falling Creek Falls in Lake City.
Walk on.
Visit walkingfloridapodcast.com for episode photos and more information. I'm Amy Parker. Join me next time as we discover a new landscape. Walk on.